This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Well, it's time for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, August the 20th. We always end our Fridays this way, asking for your votes for Soundbite of the Week. Now, it's easy to vote. All you got to do is give us a call. In fact, if you call, your vote gets top priority in that we will take your vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Email your votes to us right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We really need your votes this Friday afternoon for Soundbite of the Week. The first soundbite this week comes from Frank Turek. Everybody always makes a connection between interracial marriage and same-sex marriage. What did he think?
Now, some will say, well, what about blacks? I mean, this is analogous to race. It is not analogous to race at all. You will find many former homosexuals. You'll never find a former African-American, you see. Gender is essential to marriage. Race is irrelevant to marriage. Gender is essential to having children. Race is irrelevant to having children. So to compare this to race is a complete non-starter. Even Colin Powell recognized this. He said this a number of years ago. He said, skin color is a benign, non-behavioral characteristic. Sexual orientation is perhaps the most profound of human behavioral characteristics. Comparison of the two is a convenient but invalid argument. And he's exactly right.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Best vote on this Friday afternoon. We'll get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. The only other way to get it is to visit the studio in person or to have the best vote on soundbite of the week every Friday. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your vote for soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page right now. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two came from Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America, answering the question, why the FDA won't label Ella an abortion drug?
I think there are two reasons. One is to deceive women, so that women will take it, not knowing that it can cause an abortion. And so therefore the drug then won't be tainted as an abortion drug. But then I think there's another reason as well. And that is, if the FDA does not label it an abortion drug, then the federal laws regarding abortion won't kick in, won't apply to that drug. For example, federal bans on funding of abortion won't apply to this drug because it's not labeled an abortion drug.
That's soundbite number two. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? Call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us your email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. Dr. Lawrence White was with us on the program talking about the secularization of Christianity. And toward the end of our conversation, we got off on the issue of numbers. Does Christianity have anything to do with the numbers?
Big money, big numbers. That's not what Christendom has ever been about throughout its history. Christendom is always the faithful remnant within the greater whole. The devil always has the numbers. He always has, and he always will. But the devil, as we say here in Texas, is all hat and no cattle. He's got the numbers and the appearance of power, but it's all a lie. The real power, the real life, the real success is in Jesus and in the cross. And you don't need to be succeeding by any worldly standard. And in fact, once again, if you are, that's probably cause for serious concern. Because the faithful remnant, that tiny fraction of the overall group, has always been where the Lord lives among his people. And the glory of that remnant will not be revealed this side of the second coming in heaven.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? The only way to let us know is to vote. 1-877-623-6943. We'll take our phone call votes first. 877-623-6943. Email us talkback@issuesetc.org. We get that email in real time right here in the studio to take your vote. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page and leave your vote for Soundbite of the Week right there in the comments. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, normally when we play Soundbite of the Week, I have to really hustle to get through all of the votes that we have for Soundbite of the Week, including email, phone, tweets, and Facebook votes. This week, for some reason, there aren't as many votes, which means your chances of winning the LPR bundle package increase dramatically. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, and pen. Better chances when there are fewer votes. So it's time for you to vote right after soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. @issuesetc is our Twitter address. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. Pastor Brent Kuhlman, why does Jesus tell the story of the two debtors?
He tells the story to illustrate two points. Number one, Simon, you showed no love towards me because you don't believe you're a sinner at all. And therefore, since you have no sin to be forgiven, I'm not even a savior to you, and you don't love me. On the other hand, and this is the second point with the story, is I've come for sinners. She knows she's a sinner, and she knows that she's forgiven because I've come for her. And so my forgiveness is the cause of her love. I'm going to repeat that. My forgiveness to this woman is the cause of everything that she did for me. You mistook it as her putting the moves on me, but no, instead, it's just the opposite. She loves because she has been forgiven everything. Absolutely everything.
And that's the fourth soundbite this week. They're all in. You've heard them all. Now it's your chance to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your vote decides which one wins. And since there are not a lot of votes so far this Friday afternoon, you got a better chance of winning the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 20th. 1-877-623-6943. Your votes after this.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Calvary Lutheran, Elgin, Illinois. Advent Lutheran, Zionsville, Indiana, Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Worth, Texas, Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon, St. John's Lutheran, Evanston, Indiana, Mount Calvary Lutheran, San Antonio, Texas, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho, Village Lutheran, Ladue, Missouri, Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa, St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa, Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri, Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri, the Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California, Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Support, the Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Well, it is time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, August the 20th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Nothing but your votes for the remainder of this hour. Our call-in number 1-877-623-MYIE. You can vote via email talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @IssuesETC or leave your comment and your vote at the Issues Etc. Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. The soundbites of the week this week, soundbite number 1, Frank Turek, are interracial marriage and same-sex marriage the same? Soundbite number 2, Wendy Wright, why won't the FDA label Ella an abortion drug? Soundbite number 3, Dr. Lawrence White, is Christianity about the numbers? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Brent Kuhlman, why did Jesus tell the story of the two debtors? Let's go to the phones, where on her cell, Valerie is waiting. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
What's your vote?
I'm actually going to switch my vote last minute. I'm going to vote number 2, Wendy Wright, for the abortion pill.
Oh, really? Okay, so number 2, what were you voting for before?
Well, I was going to vote for the interracial same-gender marriage and decided against it.
All right, you can switch your vote up at the very last minute. So her vote is for soundbite number 2, Wendy Wright, why won't the FDA label Ella an abortion drug? Is that right?
Correct.
All right, Valerie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Let's see what Sharon has to say. She's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I'd like to vote for soundbite number 1 because I think the interracial argument is a moot point when it comes to the gay marriage question.
Well, thank you very much, Sharon, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. What about the rest of you? It's time to vote for soundbite of the week, and as you can see, if you vote via the phone, we'll put you up front, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also email your vote to us right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @IssuesETC or visit the Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Next up, Don in Junction City, Kansas. Don, what's your vote and why?
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. I'm going to vote for soundbite number 3 with Dr. Lawrence White. The church needs to be into the Word of God, and it is the Word of God that gives enough growth and life to the church. And we need to get back to Luther's small catechism and upgrade the Christian education level in the parish. Thank you.
Don, thank you very much for listening in Kansas. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org or Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Matthew in St. Louis emails us. He says, my vote is for Dr. Lawrence White on soundbite number 3. We will always be outnumbered, but never overpowered. That's a very nice way of putting it. Thank you very much. Sounds like he understood Dr. Lawrence White and soundbite number 3. Dennis in Michigan votes for soundbite number 3. Dr. Whitey says, just the image of the devil offering us nothing more than an empty hat sufficed. But when we recall the end of Jonah and God's love of cattle, the definitive love is vote is cast. Well, thank you very much, Dennis, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Frank in Cary, Illinois says, number 4, and that would be, what would that be? That would be Brent Kuhlman on why did Jesus tell the story of the two debtors. She loved much because she was forgiven much. We are so needy for only what Jesus can provide. Reminds me of Luther on the Lord's table. they that be whole need not a physician, but they that be sick. That is, those who are weary and heavy laden with their sins, with the fear of death, temptations of the flesh and of the devil. If therefore you are heavy laden and feel your weakness, then go joyfully to this sacrament and obtain refreshment, consolation, and strength. Thus ends Luther. Thank you very much, Frank, and thanks for listening in Cary, Illinois. Janet in Livonia, Michigan says, my vote is for soundbite number three, Dr. Lawrence White, about numbers. When he says Christianity is about the faithful remnant and is where the Lord lives, I love the quote, the devil is all about, has all the numbers. Maybe our church will finally quit worrying about numbers. Amen to that, Janet. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Chris in Nebraska says, I vote for soundbite number four this week and nominate cream and sugar. I think it's sugar and cream, actually, for next week. We'll see about that. We don't usually make my soundbites soundbites. It's a great reminder of love that is made possible by God's forgiveness of our sins, says Chris in Lincoln, Nebraska. Chris, thank you very much. This one via email from Helen in Austin, Texas. Soundbite number two, she says, the points made about Ella are perfectly true. There's another that I didn't hear. In some states, pharmacists are allowed to refuse to fill a prescription for abortion drugs as a matter of conscience. If it's not so labeled, they won't be able to decline. That is a great point. I wish I would have thought of that. And she says this is important to Christian pharmacists who take pro-life issues seriously. Thank you very much, Helen. Thanks for listening in Texas. Still time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, your tweets at issuesetc, or leave your votes for us at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is the latest in English of Luther's works. It's volume 69. Now, I think there are about 55 volumes. This one jumps ahead a little bit, and they're going to fill in the others as they go along. Here is a quote from this Issues Etc. Book of the Month. This is Luther preaching on John chapter 18. He says, so now Christ is judged on the ground of no other guilt but that he confessed the truth before Pilate. This is to be the basis upon which the Son of God must be crucified and die. There can be no vice in him, but only the highest virtue. He was born to bear witness to the truth, and because he will bear witness to it, he must die and die a shameful death. There cannot be any other guilt in him, and that is a truly Christian death, for he dies not on account of robbery or theft, but on account of the truth, because neither the devil nor man can abide his word and his work. Just a brief quote from one of the sermons in our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, Luther's Works, Volume 69. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Albert in California says, I vote for soundbite number three. No pastor should be allowed to preach without that soundbite being drilled into him at least once a day. This ought to keep him from straying away and from misleading his flock and help him to preach Christ and him crucified. Dr. Lawrence White nails it when he says the real power, the real life, and the real success is in Jesus. Can't say it any better, says Albert in California. Albert, thank you for listening. The winner this week of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number three. Dr. Lawrence White, is Christianity about the numbers?
Big money, big numbers. That's not what Christendom has ever been about throughout its history. Christendom is always the faithful remnant within the greater whole. The devil always has the numbers. He always has, and he always will. But the devil, as we say here in Texas, is all hat and no cattle. He's got the numbers and the appearance of power, but it's all a lie. The real power, the real life, the real success is in Jesus and in the cross. And you don't need to be succeeding by any worldly standard. And in fact, once again, if you are, that's probably cause for serious concern. Because the faithful remnant, that tiny fraction of the overall group, has always been where the Lord lives among his people. And the glory of that remnant will not be revealed this side of the second coming in heaven.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Number three, Dr. Lawrence White, is Christianity About the Numbers? And the LPR bundle package goes to Helen in Austin, Texas. If you would email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, with your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send the LPR bundle package out to you, Helen. Thanks for listening in Texas. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, shows like The Secularization of the Church with Dr. Lawrence White, Hipster Christianity with Brett McCracken, Wendy Wright on FDA approval of the abortion pill Ella, we did a secular response to same-sex marriage with Frank Turek, and more, please consider making a donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And thanks for remembering us during these difficult summer months. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Shane Rosenthal of the White Horse Inn about interpreting Scripture. Tuesday, we'll get a review of Philip Pullman's latest book, The Good Man Jesus and the Scoundrel Christ, from Dr. Craig Hazen of Biola University. Then on Wednesday, we'll talk to Gene Edward Veith of Patrick Henry College about stupid church tricks. Remember to invite your fellow parishioners this week to tune in to Issues Etc. next week. It sounds like a tremendous opportunity. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just the host of the program. It's true. The devil will always have the numbers until the final great reversal, when Christ claims his finally and once and for all. And in the meantime, we need not be enamored with those numbers, with worldly success. We need not covet it. We have Christ. And as long as we have Christ, no matter how small the faithful remnant is, we have all that we need for now and for eternity. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.